Good morning, Arvin. Today is 1st of September, and right now it's partly cloudy with 27 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is chance of rain with overcast and with temperature range from low 27 to high 29 degrees Celsius, and with heat index of 33 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from southwest with 19 kilometers per hour, and we will have 50% chance of precipitation. Forecast for later on saying that we will have a chance of a thunderstorm with overcast and with 60% chance of precipitation. Moon is waxing crescent and 13% of it is illuminated. In today's news, we feature an excerpt of an interview with Cecilia from Entry Service about their announcement in the last news and notes. Good morning, Cecilia.
Yes, good morning.
You must be really busy since today is the 1st September, and then in last news and notes we read that for some times you won't be accepting any potential newcomers, correct?
It's the first time actually that we have feedback from a cross-section of the community, that we feel there is a concern as though it had triggered something special in the community. Somehow the entry service has been howling in the desert for over 2 years. Not in isolation. We've been talking to all the groups that are working with us. But somehow we are faced with a limitation, an incredible limitation regarding housing. When we started our term in November 2009, we had the understanding that projects regarding housing would continue, would manifest. It hasn't happened. So we have reopened the doors to hundreds of people, single couples, families, one with one child, up to four children, because we need this human asset. We need the community to grow. We need energy, we need expertise, we need finances, we need everything that a newcomer can bring, a committed newcomer. And this is our role. The entry service is in charge of screening candidates. We are the threshold of the community. But if the community doesn't fully open the doors by providing the infrastructure necessary to welcome them, we are faced... We are more like bouncers. We cannot be bouncers. We want to welcome people. We realize that we need this input of new people.
So what was the feedback?
The feedback is that, no, as a service, you cannot do that alone. The community has to make this decision to stop taking applicants. So the first thing is a reaction. We are not stopping totally to new applicants. We are concerned that the applicants that come in will find their way harmoniously in the community. And right now, they cannot. We already have hundreds of people without proper housing. And it's not a question of finances. We are letting in people without finances or little finances. There are some misunderstandings that we are only letting in people that are going to be retiring. No, not at all. But we need to have people who can commit to the project without having the hurdles of fighting for survival.
On this Saturday and Sunday, 3rd and 4th of September, between 12 to 1:30 p.m. and between 6:30 to 8 p.m., the book The Salt of Life by Emmanuel, with cartoons on Orville, a 16-year anthology, will be released and signed at Stanto Pizzeria. Orville Film Festival is looking for people who would like to help Arlette put up the decor at the film festival venues. The work will be from September 14 to September 16. Please email or call them on 9841412550 or 262-3187. Working Committee would like to inform all residents of Orville that the next Governing Board and International Advisory Council meetings will take place in October 2011. The meetings are scheduled for the 13th and 14th of October 2011, so they request any residents, working groups, who would like to present Orville topics or projects to these two groups to please send a short synopsis to workingcom@oracle.org by the 14th of September 2011. They respectfully request that individuals do not approach the members of the Governing Board and International Advisory Council with personal issues and disputes. They look forward to your understanding, cooperation and positive participation to make this time harmonious and productive for Oracle as a whole. Although monsoon season is not fully here, an Andini team has decided to stop providing raincoats for youth and adults. Last year, the quality average price for a raincoat was above 850 rupees. Since months, the prices on markets are going up. An increase on textile and ready-made clothes for 2011 is 60% compared to 2010. As their budget did not follow this constant increase, those who are in need of raincoat will have to look for it by themselves. They are really sorry for the inconvenience. How to arrive at a moment-to-moment constant and direct control by the divine, rejecting all guidance of the universal forces. Sri Aurobindo answers, offering everything to the divine until the divine takes up the control of everything. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oracleradio.org.